One of the most common plant care questions I get asked is, what plants can I have in low light homes? Because a lot of us don't have homes that we see on Pinterest and Instagram with floor to ceiling windows. A lot of us just have normal low light homes, right? I just moved to Florida and my home is actually extremely low light. I lived in New York. I had low light homes there too, right? But we all want a thriving indoor jungle, no matter what our lighting circumstances are. So today's episode is near and dear to my heart, as it's something I'm currently going through, an episode all about how to embrace and love low light plants and all of the tips and tricks you need to know to make sure you're taking care of them. Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants. Hello, plant friends. Welcome to Growing Joy with Plants. I'm Maria. I'm here to help you care for plants and grow joy while doing so. If you're new here, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome home. So happy to be a part of your plant parenthood journey. And so excited to bring our 10th installment of the Growing Joy with Leaf Joy mini-series on this podcast. It's sponsored by proven winners Leaf Joy. And every episode, if you go back throughout the last couple of months, is all about proven winners Leaf Joy bringing amazing education to our community so that we know how to care for plants successfully after ideally purchasing some Leaf Joy plants. They are some of the best houseplants on the market. So robust. They have such amazing varieties. And I'm so excited to dive into a bunch of the different low light Leaf Joy plants that I've been growing over the last year in my home. But before that, we have to dive into, what is a low light plant? What are the things that I need to know about caring for a low-light plant? How do I select the right low-light plant for myself? And after caring for low-light plants in various low-light homes for almost a decade, I've learned a couple of tips and tricks, because there are specific things that you'll have to deal with in a low-light scenario that you wouldn't deal with in a high-light scenario. So we're going to dive into all of it. So number one, what even is a low-light plant, right? I like to almost say, like, is a low light plant a real thing? A lot of people think a low light plant is a plant that thrives in no light. But for this, I have to sorrily say, no, every plant needs just a little bit of light. Because if you think about how plants make their food, we've got to go back to middle school biology and remember photosynthesis. So plants use the energy of the sun to create their food through photosynthesis. So if light equals food for plants, no light equals no food for plants, and no food for plants equals very unhappy plants and probably dead plants. And we don't want any dead plants in your collection. So low light really means a low light tolerant plant, a plant that can thrive with just a little bit of light to make their food and keep getting on by. And the fabulous part is there's tons of amazing and gorgeous low light plants that you can fill your home with and have that thriving indoor jungle with a northern facing window. Okay, so now I want to share a hot take about low light plants with you. I think low light plants are some of the best houseplants on the market. And here's why. They are so versatile. When you buy a low light tolerant plant, it means that it tolerates low light, but many of the low light plants that we know and love actually love high light. So if you're gifting a plant to someone and you don't know their indoor environment, if you're a beginner plant parent and you're not sure what your indoor lighting environment is, or if you might just want to redecorate your home and move stuff around and want to be able to move your plants around, low light tolerant plants are amazing options for this, right? A snake plant is a great example of this. Snake plants are touted widely as the low light tolerant plant, right? They're like the plant that's super hard to kill. And you're totally right. I have put snake plants in extremely low light environments, arguably no light environments in my home, and they have just kept on growing and hung in there for me. However, on a recent trip to California, I was walking around and I noticed, oh my gosh, snake plants are used as hedging out here in full sun, and these snake plants are blooming. I've never seen a snake plant bloom indoors. And that's because snake plants are actually bright light tolerant. They love bright light. They'll flower in bright light, but they're low light tolerant, right? So if you have a snake plant or a low light tolerant plant that thrives in bright light as well, like a ZZ plant, You can put them in the low light areas of your home, but if you move or if you want to move stuff around, they also tolerate bright light. So it's super versatile. They're super versatile plants. A lot of them also tend to be drought tolerant. Some are not. We're going to go down that rabbit hole in a minute. But I just think low light tolerant plants are awesome, often the unsung heroes of the houseplant world, where we focus on, you know, the bright light loving fiddly figs and ficus and, you know, other plants that we've done deep dives on these podcasts in the Growing Joy with Leaf Joy series. We just needed to dedicate a whole episode to the low light plant and how beautiful they are. One other rant that I'm going to go on about low light plants before we dive into care, I promise I will step off my soapbox soon, is that low light plants are amazing plants for beginners because many people and even advanced plant parents, in my experience, after talking to thousands of listeners across the world, most people overestimate the amount of light that they get in their homes. They don't underestimate the amount of light. And that's because humans see light differently than plants see light. So when our normal overhead lights are in our house, we might kind of misunderstand and think that we have a brighter light living room than we actually do when you look at the actual sunlight coming in that the plants can use to photosynthesize with. So often people are overestimating the light in their home. And so the low light plants are a really safe bet. If you're a beginner bringing some plants home, not sure your indoor environment, low light plants are a safe bet. You can move them around and experiment with them and ideally not lose them with a much better success rate compared to more finicky, higher light loving plants. And I'm totally guilty of this as well. So when I think back to my New York City apartment, it was 500 square feet. Towards the end of it, I had 150 houseplants. I greatly misunderstood my lighting environment, even well into my plant collection in that apartment. And that's because I had southern-facing windows. And if you go back to the Growing Joy with Leaf Joy miniseries episode, Understanding Natural Light, you'll know that southern exposure windows are the highest amount of light that you could potentially get. And I had these big unobstructed windows that let tons of light into my room, but I only had southern-facing windows on one side of my house. So as I walked away from those windows, when you move a foot from a southern-facing window, you're already in medium light. And I was putting plants like 10 feet away from a window. That was low, 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 low light territory, which I misunderstood as medium light territory because I was like, oh, well, I have southern-facing windows. That would be okay. And I was putting things like orchids that need a lot of light in this very low light area. My Ripsalis was the only thing that really survived in that area because it's more low light tolerant. So anyway, I would have set myself up for more success if I had just started with low light plants, moved them around, and then realistically, a lot of those low light plants would have thrived in my brighter light conditions in my home as well. But we digress. I'm off my soapbox now. Low light plants are amazing. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and they also come in a variety of drought tolerancy. Is tolerancy a word? But there are low light plants for the mindful plant parent, someone who wants to be engaging with their plant a lot and probably watering it more frequently. And there are low light plant parents for low maintenance plant parents, people who really want to just water once a week or once every couple of weeks and then get on with their life. And if you don't know your plant parent personality, I invite you to go to plantparentpersonality.com and take my plant parent personality test. I'll give you a curated list of low light plants perfect for your personality. So a few things when it comes to you bring your low light plant home, there are a few things I want you to keep your eyes out for. And don't worry, we're going to go into all sorts of amazing low light plants that you will enjoy in a few minutes. But once you bring your low light home, I want you to be aware of two things. Number one, with low light plants or with really any plant, it's really helpful to rotate your pots because plants will do this thing called phototropism and they'll lean their leaves to the light in order to get as much surface area exposed to the light as possible to get as much photosynthesis as possible, right? So plants will lean their leaves to the light and they'll almost grow towards the light. And sometimes if they grow a little too much towards the light, they'll actually tip over. And that's where plants start to get unruly. So the easy way to address this is just to like every couple of weeks, every month, rotate your pot a quarter of a circle around, a quarter of the way. And that'll help the plant maintain homeostasis, I guess. It'll help the plant stay upright instead of leaning. I personally love witnessing this. In my last home, I had a western-facing window, and I noticed that all of the leaves of all of my plants would look towards the window. I thought it was so cool, particularly my monsteras and my fiddly fig. And I really enjoyed just giving those pots a rotation, seeing the bald spots, right? And then watching those bald spots fill in as the plant moved. It's like this beautiful reminder that our plants are living things and they are moving and growing even if we can't see it. I just think that's really cool. And low light plants, or any plants really, are a great opportunity to teach us that lesson that they're always growing and we're always growing, even if we can't tell, even if we can't feel it sometimes. Another thing I would recommend, and once again, it's like I'm recommending this for low light plants, but I'm really recommending this for all light plants. Keep your plants' leaves clean. It's important for those leaves to be clean because if dust covers a leaf, oftentimes we're putting low light plants in corners or in like little darker areas that we're not spending as much time in, where we're not paying as much attention to. So often a lot of low light plants get to be really dirty, like really covered in dust, especially if you have air conditioning or heating in your house, that's going to blow a lot of dust around your house. You want to keep the leaves clean so the dust doesn't interfere with all of the different processes that the plant is doing to stay healthy. So when it comes to picking the right low light plants for you, and frankly, these are also just like low light plants that I've had in my collection that I'm loving. Obviously, there's a million low light plants. I'm not going to name all of them. I'm going to go through some of the ones that I've really been enjoying. Some that I've fallen in love with again recently that I totally hated in the past, but I've recently started falling in love with ferns, and it's shocking to me because I used to not be able to keep a fern alive. But anyway, we're going to move through the different types of low light plants based on their drought tolerancy. So once again, I highly suggest you take the plant parent personality test to understand what type of plant parent you are. And then based on that, it's easy to pick these low light plant options for you. Like I said, if you're a mindful plant parent, or if you're just someone who wants to really be engaging with your plants on a daily or weekly basis or every couple of days, and you want to be interacting with them and watering them more frequently so you get that kind of connection, for low light, ferns and prayer plants are going to be your pride and joy. I am having a love affair with ferns. I took a bunch of my plants and I put them out on my desk in order from most drought tolerant to least drought tolerant. And I have my collection of ferns. Plant friends, a year ago, if you told me I would have ferns in my collection, I would have laughed in your face. And now, because Proven Winners Leaf Joy has sent me different varieties of ferns that I've never cared for, I cannot believe how much success that I'm having with them. And they're bringing me so much joy because ferns are so cool. Number one, ferns are also like some of the oldest plants on earth in existence, right? Like, that's just so cool. They're like living dinosaurs. But also, they're so beautiful. And a lot of ferns add a really beautiful different dimension to your collection because their leaves are so different. So let's begin with, in terms of the fern that I guess that I've had that I've struggled a little bit with moisture, but is so beautiful, it's so worth it. The Living Lace Divana fern, it's a blue star fern. These leaves are literally like lace. They blow in the wind. They have these long, skinny stems with these gorgeous lime green leaves that have a bluish tint to them. They're so beautiful. Can you hear? I'm doing plant ASMR on this podcast. But the Living Lace Divana fern, it makes me so happy. It's the Phlebotium aureum, and the leaves are so gorgeous, and I love the blue hue of the leaves. Now, this plant is a little sensitive to humidity, so you will see some browning on the sides of the leaves if you don't give it enough humidity. Sometimes I've been known to just give them a little trim, and it's been fine. Now, the true love affair that I'm having with ferns is bird's nest ferns. Never really had bird's nest ferns before, and they are thriving in my home. Number one, bird's nest ferns are so beautiful because the way their fronds come out of the middle of the plant and unfurl is just like so poetic and amazing. I absolutely love it. And their bird's nest shape is so beautiful. And once again, a different dimension to a plant collection. I also feel like because bird's nest ferns, like the fronds kind of sit on the top of the soil, I'm finding that the soil dries out a little bit slower because I think the fronds like help with the transpiration. And that helps me as more of a low maintenance plant parent. So they have the Living Lace Victoria, like your classic bird's nest fern. And then also my favorite bird's nest fern that I have from Proven Winners Leaf Joy is the variety. It's called Hurricane. And it's that classic bird's nest shape, but the fronds like curl under in this like cyclone shape. And frankly, I just lived through two hurricanes in Florida. So that plant has taken new meaning. They recently just sent me a new fern that I'm very curious about because it's the cutest girl in the whole world. It's called the fern Twirly Whirly. It's a Nephrelopus. It's got like super kind of crispy, curly, crunchy style, darker green leaves. It's a darker green than the other ferns in my collection. And it is really just like a plant with a lot of personality. I also feel like the leaves are like feel a little bit more succulent to me than other ferns. So I feel positive about this not like crisping up in my collection. And I'm very excited to continue caring for it. So if you like low light plants and you like watering plants, the fern is going to be your best friend. Another one of your best friends that I think you're going to love is prayer plants, the prayer plant family, the Marantaceae family. In the Marantaceae family, we have Maranta. That's like the prayer plant, the ones that have their leaves go down and up. We have the Sananth. I think that's how it's pronounced. Sananth. Sananthi. Who knows what its name is? The common one that you have seen is probably the Burley Marks. There's this really beautiful Proven Winners Leaf Joy one called Sweet Dreams Neverland. Sananthe lubberciana. I've had the Burley Marks for a long time and it's been so hardy, thrives in low light, will continue growing in low light. It's an amazing plant. And I particularly enjoy them a little bit more than the Calathea because I find they're a little hardier than the Calathea. But this, what's it called? Sweet Dreams Neverland has like lime green, almost yellow variegation. And I have a lot of plants with white variegation and lime green, but like this variegation is almost yellow and it's really beautiful and kind of different. So I really have been enjoying this plant and any of the prayer plants. Now, the Maranta, the prayer plants, like, I can't say enough beautiful things about the Maranta and the prayer plants. Like, they look like they're painted by Mother Nature, right? So keeping a Maranta next to your office, like next to your, I love taking screen breaks into foliage. If you're watching this podcast video, you see that I just put a whole green wall in my office. And I love that I can just turn my chair and just like zone out in the leaves of some of my plants. And the Maranta is such a beautiful plant to do this with because they really just have the most gorgeous leaves. It looks like they're absolutely painted. Like they're the most glorious plants. You cannot let them dry out though. So the ferns and the prayer plants, like you really can't let those plants dry out. So if you're a low maintenance plant parent, and you want to try a fern, I would definitely say get a bird's nest fern. But you need to make sure that you're watering those plants and you're making sure the plants have evenly moist soil. And if not, put them in self-watering planters. I've been experimenting with putting some of my plants in Crescent Garden self-watering planters, and it's been super successful. So just an idea. Now we move on. As we move into the more drought-tolerant plants, I find a lot of people who want low-light plants also want drought-tolerant plants. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about these. Monstera. I freaking love the Monstera. I've put my Monstera in high light, in low light, in all sorts of light, and they're so forgiving. I absolutely love the normal Monstera, but also the Monstera Adansonii, otherwise known as the Swiss cheese plant. The fenestrations are so beautiful. It gives you that classic jungle vibe. You can put the pot on a bookshelf and let it drail over. Tops of bookshelves tend to be pretty low light, so that's a great opportunity. And now we get to what I think is the unsung hero of the entire plant world, the hardy, the gorgeous, the comes in every variety you could ever dream of, the pothos, right? Why do people not talk about the pothos more? I just think the pothos is the greatest plant. You can have it trail on a bookshelf. You could stake it. You could keep it just like cute and bushy like this, like this little plant. I'm holding the Proven Winners Leaf Joy Off to Oz pothos. And it hasn't started trailing yet, but you could just like keep pruning it and keep it as a nice, just bushy little plant. It's so low light tolerant. It's so drought tolerant. It's the most forgiving plant and they're so beautiful. And I feel like because they've been around for such a long time and like all of our grandmas had them, like people don't celebrate the pothos as much as I think they should be. And it makes me very sad. So anyway, celebrate the pothos. Love your pothos. They come in variegated varieties. They come in lime green varieties, like this Off to Oz is more lime green. They have a Summer Nights, which is more of your classic variegated pothos. You know, the Enjoy is another variety. Like, get all the different pothos and all the different variegations and live your best life as a low light plant parent. You could literally just fill your entire house with pothos and be so happy. The pothos will be happy. You'll be happy. One of my first plants was a pothos. I have almost killed it so many times. I'm looking at it. It's sitting on my bookshelf. It is such a forgiving plant. You can underwater it. You can overwater it. Its leaves will turn yellow and you'll have to go back to square one, but you can prune it away. It's such a beautiful teacher plant. I can't say enough amazing things about it. And Proven Winners has a bunch of really beautiful varieties of pothos. Another plant that's very low light tolerant and can be also drought tolerant is the Dracaena. Dracaenas come in a bunch of different styles. I believe the snake plant now falls under the Dracaena as well. You often see Dracaenas also called corn plants. This is like a bird's nest Dracaena, the one that I'm holding that's really beautiful, but they come in all sorts of variegation, all sorts of varieties. A lot of people who ask me, I need a big plant for a low light area in my home Dracaenas come in huge varieties. You can get a 5-foot Dracaena and put it in moderately low light and it will keep kicking for you. I had a Dracaena in very low light for many, many years. And then the other one that I wanted to tell you about is philodendron. Talk about philodendron has 400 different species, over 400 different species and varieties that you can bring into your home. Once again, you could fill your whole home with philodendron. Philodendron is another one of those plants similar to the snake plant and ZZ plant where it tolerates low light, but it also thrives in high light, right? But if you find philodendrons that have dark, if you find philodendrons that have that classic green leaf, like I believe Leafjoy has philodendron apple, they call it. As long as it's dark and it's not super variegated, it's going to do pretty good in low light to medium light. So plant friends, like you truly, the Hartley philodendron is another one. Actually, the pothos that I have is half pothos, half Hartley philodendron, the one I was just talking about that's been so forgiving to me. And it's just amazing. Like it really is just amazing. Those Hartley philodendrons can be so hardy. And the pothos and the Hartley philodendrons, they have heart-shaped leaves. Who doesn't want a plant with heart-shaped leaves? Every time you look at it, you can have a moment of gratitude for yourself. We've talked about that before on the mini-series and on this podcast. So if you're looking for low-light plants, prayer plants, Marantaceae, ferns, Monstera, philodendron, pothos, Dracaena, the world is your oyster. Just because you have low light does not mean you can't have plants. There's a wild variety of plants. Another thing, if you have low light plants, Proven Winners Leafjoy has a line of plants called the H2O line. You'll see them at the garden center. They come in all different shapes and sizes of these glass vessels. The one that I'm holding, if you're listening and not watching, is this like beautiful little round glass with a cork in the top. There's a pothos in it. They have selected the most hardiest low light tolerant plants, and they're essentially growing them in water. And they're great for gifting because if you have people that you don't know what their lighting environment is, you don't know how they feel about soil, you don't know if they have a cat or a dog or a little kid that's going to knock their plants over, give them a Leafjoy H2O. It's like one of my most gifted things that I've given this year. I keep a few in stock actually for like last minute dinner invites as a hostess gift. But the Leafjoy H2O line, I highly suggest you checking out. If you're into low light, if you're looking for like the most low maintenance, low light tolerant plant, any of the Leafjoy H2O plants is going to be a great option for you. All you have to do is refill the water and it'll last like probably through upwards of a year, if not more. I have heard of people growing the H2O that have been growing it for several years and they've been totally okay. So these are some plants that I think are wonderful. Like we said, ferns, prayer plants, Maranta, Monstera, philodendron, Dracaena. The world is your oyster, pothos. The world is your oyster. Just because you have low light doesn't mean you can't have plants. You can have so many plants with low light conditions. Two other things I wanted to talk about. If you have no light, right? Because we didn't talk about no light. So like I said, no light equals no food equals dead plants. So a lot of people say like, I have a bathroom with no window, but I want to fill it with plants. Here are two options. Number one, supplement with a grow light. They make grow lights in every style at every price point on the market. You can go to the shop portion of my website. I have all the grow lights that I recommend. Pop a grow light in your low light situation. And then all of a sudden you have a high light situation that you can put many low light tolerant plants or other plants. Corners tend to be really low light areas of homes because the window light basically like surpasses them. So I put these grow lights in my corners and I enhanced the light in my corners. And all of a sudden my corners were these highlight havens for plants when before they had almost no light. You could pop a grow light, you know, they make grow bulbs. You could put them in a floor lamp or a desk lamp and all of a sudden, bam, you have light opportunity. If you also don't want to do that, but say you do have a bathroom situation, the H2Os are a great option, but also you can do like the swapping method. I don't know what it's called, maybe plant swapping method. So say you have two pothos, put one pothos in the room, the bathroom with no windows, and put another pothos on the windowsill or somewhere where it's getting light and photosynthesizing. And every 2 weeks, swap those two plants, right? So if you get two of the same plants, you can put one in the low light and one in the high light and just keep swapping them so that they get the opportunity to photosynthesize and make their food and then kind of live off of it. It's not ideal, but it's something that's worked. I've heard people do it. I don't have the capacity to remember to be swapping plants like that. So I would be a grow light person, but I wanted to give you two options if you have no light. But no matter what your home condition is, even if you're living in a basement and you got very little light, there are plants that will thrive in your home. So I hope that this episode helped. I am so thankful to Proven Winners Leafjoy for this episode and supporting the mini series. If you don't already know, Proven Winners LeafJoy is growing some of the best plants on the market. They are growing them in this fancy schmancy European greenhouse. They're picking the best plant genetics. They have amazing varieties of plants. All the plants that I talked about today are from Proven Winners LeafJoy. So when you go to your local garden center, ask for Proven Winners LeafJoy or look for the Proven Winners LeafJoy tag. And you can go to provenwinners.com and put in your zip code and find what garden center near you carries Proven Winners LeafJoy. So thank you very much for partnering. I hope today's episode was helpful. No matter what your lighting conditions, grow plants and grow joy while doing so with this amazing variety of low light loving plants that I talked about today. I love you, plant friends. Until next week, keep growing joy. Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review? Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free. It's super fun. It takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're going to get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space. If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group. So if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.